Hey, this is Gun Sully from Washington, D.C., from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and I am a liberal gun owner. I lean libertarian with my voting, but I am very socially liberal, and I am very pro-Second Amendment. So with that statement, you might kind of guess what I'm going to be talking about, since I am one of those Second Amendment people. Trump's Second Amendment people comment, which, as most of you who listen to the podcast know, I don't like talking about Trump because that's all the news talks about. So we like to talk about real news stories. And this is one real news story, or well, it's a news story. I don't know how real it is. If you're parsing up Donald Trump's stupid stage comments all day long and ignoring wars around the world, WikiLeaks and other massive stories. I don't know how real news it is. Whatever reality the news had, it gets detracted by how much people harp on it. I'm going to defer any actual threat to Hillary to the assessment of the Secret Service, who is protecting both of them and doesn't want either of them trying to get the other one assassinated. So, to my point, why I took great offense from Donald Trump's statement about maybe the Second Amendment people could do something, and that'll be a bad day. I love the Second Amendment. It protects the right of self-defense for not just me, but for all my Jewish friends and all my Native American friends. And plenty of them love their Second Amendment right. My black friends, one of my buddies was showing me this awesome piece that he has and purchased legally. He's a federal security officer. Their Second Amendment is important to me. I am a Second Amendment person. So when I hear the Second Amendment people might do something, it says one huge thing. Donald Trump doesn't consider himself one of us. Also, Donald Trump is feeding in to the anti-Second Amendment people's worldview that if the Second Amendment crowd gets involved, it's going to be a bad day, meaning we're going to go shoot the place up or march on Washington or something crazy like that. And it's infuriating because a lot of Second Amendment groups are siding with Donald Trump, and I would just like to point that out, what he thinks of you. And now, of course, he's trying to kiss the butt of Second Amendment people by saying, oh, no, they're just a strong voting class, and he's trying to back his statement up. But when you hear the statement, it just goes, to me, to my ears, it goes, hey, you know what? I'm voting for Gary Johnson, and that's the end of it. Also, I want to also turn the focus to other comments that my Dem friends have been making about me voting for Gary Johnson is playing with fire. That was the words somebody said, meaning if you're not voting for Hillary, you're playing with fire. Hillary is the only salvation. Look how bad Trump is. I've had two people about hysterical, almost like ready to cry at the thought of me not voting for Hillary, and this has to stop. For one thing, I'm voting for Gary Johnson, okay? Not Jill Stein, which a lot of people know that Jill Stein is the Green Party candidate, which she generally would pull support from Hillary Clinton supporters. Pull votes from Hillary. I'm supporting Gary Johnson. Libertarians generally pull support from people like me, people who lean libertarian, like their gun rights, may have voted Republican, but instead side with a protest vote, essentially, to say, hey, this is where I stand. This is who I am. And it's important. And also, holy crap, she is not a goddess. She is not the only salvation for mankind. She's made a bunch of mistakes, and for you to ignore all of her mistakes and just tell me how bad Trump is, you're not selling me. Now, I explained to one of them today, and I said, listen, the most comforting thing somebody ever told me about Hillary Clinton, I heard on the news, this reporter in defense of Hillary said, hey, she lies all the time, but she lies the way a politician lies. And that was the most comforting thing somebody said about Hillary Clinton. If you could encapsulate that message, that backhanded support message, I would understand you as a sane person. If you look me in the eyes and say that she's the most honest person on the planet, I know you're a gullible child who just ignores all facts and reason. But if you can say, hey, she lies, but she lies like a politician, maybe she can handle her own, okay? Trump, on the other hand, he's crazy. But Hillary, she's a liar, but she's a liar who's going to protect us. If you try to make the case like that, I might be able to listen. But to only bash Trump, it doesn't help you to bash Trump to me. I already don't like Trump. I'm already voting third party, okay? It doesn't help you to just bash Trump and say that's why Hillary is the only creature that can save us from this monster Trump. Don't do it. Just try. I got asked straight up, like, what did you think of Hillary's speech at the convention? And I said the same thing. I said, listen, most of her speech was in response to Trump, which she's been on the stage for 30 years. Her speech should have been her speech. It shouldn't be my response to Trump's speech. So yeah, I gotta say, I'm still in the pen for Gary Johnson. I don't see anything changing that at the moment. And even though I am one of those Second Amendment people, which means I respect my rights and my First Amendment and Second Amendment rights, and the Constitution of the United States, but that's a scary thing to some people, including Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. So I'm going to stick with the guy who's okay with it. I'm going to stick with the guy who's okay with people like me. So that being said, this is Gunsully's Super Partisan Podcast, mini podcast for Thursday. Tech is out of town. He is vacationing with his family in Dubai. No, it's not in Dubai. I'm just joking. But he is out of town, and we will try to do a nice weekend wrap-up Saturday or Sunday. And this is Gun encouraging everyone to stop throwing punches, shooting each other, and instead talk it out. Thank you. Goodbye.